You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the local government, electoral legislation and Māori wards and Māori constituencies amendment bill passed through its second reading. The bill would reverse changes made to increase Māori representation in local government by reverting the Māori ward rules to restore the referendum mechanism. This would mean if any council wanted to establish a Māori ward, a petition that had been signed by 5% of people was presented, a binding referendum would have to be held. I caught up with Action Station Director Cassie Hartendorp, Ngāti Raukara and Ngāti Tuwharatoa about this and their campaign to keep Māori wards.
So the bill is proposing to reverse legislation that was put in place in 2021, and I'm going to break that down a little bit. So the issue was about equity and representation of Māori at local councils. So for a long time, Māori were finding it really difficult to be able to get a seat at local councils. And there was a law in place that meant that if a council wanted to bring in a Māori ward, which is a Māori seat, then they had to basically 5% of electors in the region petition the council against it. They had to run a referendum. And then a referendum would decide whether or not they got the Māori ward. And what this meant was that lots of people who were against Māori having more of a say would turn out these petitions, turn out the referendums, and effectively stop Māori from being able to have more local representation on their councils. So what happened was in 2021, communities pushed for this change, saying that it wasn't fair, it wasn't just in terms of Māori representation, and the law was changed then. And that got rid of that provision that meant that you had to have a referendum, or you could have a referendum. So the government has now backflipped on that. They've proposed to, well, what they are doing right now is they are getting rid of that legislation, which means that they're bringing those referendums back. Now, no other council role, no other ward has to have a referendum. It is only for the Māori ward and the Māori seat. And what we've found in the past is that referendums don't work. They were part of the problem. So prior to 2021, 8 different councils tried to get Māori wards happening, and 7 of them were overturned because small groups of mostly racists organised to prevent them happening. So after the bill was changed in 2021, there was this huge uprising and flourishing of Māori wards. So we went from having 3 around the country to 49. That's a 1,500% increase. But the government now wants to call on councils to either scrap all of those wards that were created or send them to a referendum next year in the local body elections, which we know is going to have the result of getting rid of some of these Māori wards.
And if this bill does pass, how have councils responded so far? Are they in favour of it?
Absolutely not. So, interestingly, 2/3 of mayors and council chair people have spoken against this bill. So 2/3 of mayors are saying, no, this is a terrible idea. And the reasons for that are because they have to foot the bill for those polls, first of all. They have to pay, it could be anywhere in the hundreds of thousands, it could be up to the hundreds of thousands, to run these polls. They don't have the money to do that. They're a distraction from the issues that really matter to them. And also they undermine the work that their Māori ward councils are doing already. It's irrational, it's unreasonable, it's taking us backwards. Local Government NZ have also said, on behalf of their members, that this is a complete overreach by the government. So we have a government who are saying, we really want to usy and support local solutions, but then when they're not according to their political agenda, they don't want to honour those local solutions.
And Action Station has launched a campaign to keep Māori wards. What are some of the direct calls in this campaign for the government?
Yeah, so next month, councils, when this bill goes fully through, councils will have to vote whether or not they scrap their own Māori wards or take them to these expensive referendums. So what we're doing is we're saying, we've got a petition running to both the government and local councils, and we're saying, first of all, we support keeping Māori wards on the councils. That's the bottom line. We support these roles. They matter. They're a positive contribution. We're asking local councils to commit to keeping Māori representation on the councils, whether or not it's through Māori wards or other forms. So some mana whenua have different arrangements with their local councils, and that's great. But if you have a Māori ward, you should be able to keep it. We're calling on the government to prevent racist violence towards Māori war councillors and candidates in any referendums. Because what we've heard is that when referendums start up, we have Māori who are standing for these roles who experience online abuse, offline abuse, and even death threats at times. So we need the government to take responsibility for their decision and the impact it has on Māori. And then lastly, we're calling on any future governments, and this one's gone, we call on the future government to commit to supporting Māori representation in local decision making, including entrenching Māori wards in legislation so that makes it harder to take away in the future. The thing is that Māori wards are working. We spoke to over 218 community members and councillors, and they told us that establishing Māori wards was a really special and historic moment in their region. They said that the relationships between local iwi and the council have improved. They've seen really positive effects, such as when it's an emergency, it's easier to act because the relationships are stronger between marae. So what we know is that these Māori wards are working, but right now the government is pursuing a political agenda which can only be read as racist, to roll back the good work that has happened and force these councils to get rid of a position that has actually been making a difference in communities. It's backwards. It doesn't make sense. It's expensive. It's unnecessary. It's distracting. There's no good reason for it.
That was Action Station Director Cassie Hartendorp, Ngāti Raukawa, Ngāti Tuwhare Toa, speaking to me about the Māori Wards Bill passing its second reading last week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.